A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're reading the book of Matthew chapter 25 from verse 33 to verse 40. The Bible says, "He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed, to my father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did to me.'" May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. Let your life count. This is our discussion this morning. You must make your life count. How do we make our lives count in this ugly world? Here you must identify with Christ in service to others. If you want your life to count, you must identify with Jesus in your service to others. Jesus, in this passage of discussion, painted a very clear picture. Unto the sheep, do not forget, there was a separation, there will be a separation between the sheep and the goats. The goats will be separated to the left and the sheep to the right. The sheep are the ones who obey the injunctions and the commandments of the Lord Jesus. The sheep are those who reach out to others, who identify with Christ in their service to humanity, service to others. In this passage, don't forget, the righteous were surprised when the Lord said, "Enter into your kingdom, the kingdom prepared for you by my Father." They were wondering why, and hear what the Lord said to them. "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you welcomed me in. I was naked, you clothed me." The righteous were wondering, when did we do all this? They couldn't remember any time that they did such services unto the Lord Jesus. But the Lord Jesus made it clear to them, "You did it to me when you were doing it for those your brothers and your sisters." Which follows, therefore, dear listener, every good deed you do for someone, you are doing it for the Lord. If you feed the hungry, you are feeding the Lord. If you give water to the thirsty, you are giving water to the Lord. If you welcome in strangers, you have welcomed the Lord. If you clothe the naked, you have clothed the Lord. If you visit those in the hospital, you have visited the Lord. If you visit those in prison, it is the Lord that you have visited. So Jesus Christ said, anything you do for these brothers, the least of these brothers and these sisters of mine, you did it for me. This is a major way by which you can make your life count, by serving the Lord Jesus Christ in your service to others. You identify with Christ in service to others. The blessings of the Lord come upon the man who is a blessing to others also. Don't forget, every deed is a seed. Whatever you do, therefore, it is a seed that goes into your account. And when the Lord will appear in his glory, to distribute rewards and punishment. He will give rewards to those who serve others through him, or who identified with him in their services to others. Reward is coming. You must have this understanding. It goes to show also that those who fail to do any of these good services, to render service to others, those who are not a blessing, who do not make their homes available to strangers, those who do not feed the hungry, those who do not give water to the thirsty, those who do not welcome strangers, who do not clothe the naked, those who do not visit those who are sick, those who do not visit those in prison. They have not done these services unto the Lord. They have seen the Lord sick, and they have not attended to him. They have not visited him in the prison. They have not clothed him when he was naked. He is hungry, and they have refused to feed him, because they have failed to do it to the least of these brothers and to the least of these sisters. And so if you fail, if you omit to do good to others, you have omitted to do good unto Christ. You must therefore understand that in service to others, we are identifying with Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus, during his time on earth, always identified with the needy, and also teaches that we should always support them. He does not just observe, he actively engages. He feeds the hungry child. He gives water to the thirsty family. He welcomes the homeless into his presence. He clothes the naked. He comforted the sick and the imprisoned. In doing so, he demonstrates his solidarity with them, showing that their suffering touches his heart deeply. And so we must allow what touched Jesus to touch us also. And we must respond to the needs of the people around us. This is basically what Jesus Christ is saying. Respond to the needs of the people around you. Be a blessing to people around you. And by so doing, you make your life count. Please make your life count. Let the Lord appreciate you for being a blessing to people. Don't do good to only those who can do good back to you. Don't do good only to those who can repay you the good. Watch and look for people who cannot pay you back, and do service unto them. Serve God as you minister to these people. Identify with Christ as you serve others in need, and the Lord will bless and pay you back for this that you do. God will not owe you anything. Whatever you have done for others, the Lord will pay you. He will repay you back, and he will pay you handsomely. And therefore, we conclude that it is not only accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior that gives a man reward in heaven. Of course, giving your life to Christ admits you into the kingdom of God, but your service to others determines the reward that you will get. May you not lose your reward. May you not lose your crown. But don't forget to do service to others if you want to be rewarded beyond making it into the kingdom of God, beyond making it into heaven. If you want to be handsomely rewarded, then lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where thieves and moths cannot break into or destroy. Be a blessing to others. Don't forget, one of the reasons why God blessed you, why he blessed Abraham, and why he will bless you, is so that you also might become a blessing. It is my prayer that you will identify the purpose of the blessings of God upon your life. You will identify and understand why God has blessed you and put you in the position where he has placed you. May you not fail God's purpose and program. May you be a blessing to others. May your life count in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Lord Jesus, let my life count. I pray that you will bless me and make me a blessing. Let my life count, Lord Jesus. I pray, bless me, make me a blessing. Just like you promised Abraham, bless me, make me a blessing. Let my life count, O God, and let your name be glorified. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, Father, help me to identify the needs of people around me and to respond to those needs. Help me, O God, give me the grace to be responsive to the needs of people around me. Let my eyes be open to the needs of others. Let my ears be open to the cries of others in the name of Jesus, and give me the necessary resources to meet the needs of others in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice and pray, Father, make me a blessing to my generation in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will make me a blessing to my generation. Help me, Lord, to identify with you in my service to others in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' precious name. I pray that the Lord will bless you and make you a blessing. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes and your ears and your heart to understand the purpose of his blessings upon you, and that the Lord will give unto you the grace to be his eyes, his feet, his hands, to be a blessing to others on his behalf. I pray in the name that is above all names that your life will count and that God will give to you the resources needed to be a blessing to others. It is my prayer for you that when the Lord will appear in his glory, he will say to you, welcome, enter into the kingdom of your Father, which has been prepared for you in the name of Jesus. May you be a blessing to your generation, and may God's name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to support Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Support this group program with your prayers. Pray for me and pray for this program also. You can also support by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Your financial support also will be appreciated. Your financial support can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16-100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.